The Thank You Bar is an intimate performance experience combining dance, live music, storytelling, and more. The Grammarae Playhouse hosts Catalyst Dance at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th. Joining us now are the creators Emily Johnson and James Everest. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
So, Emily, you've brought Catalyst Dance to Grammarae before, so give us some background on your work.
Yeah, we were here last summer. We were doing a residency for a work called Shore, and we were down in Bar Harbor there doing some volunteerism with the Garden Club here and the Park Board, and James set up some music, and he was playing some music there, and we had some volunteers doing a little performance, and I did a story, and it was a great start of a residency for another work of ours called Shore, and we're happy to be back with the Thank You Bar.
All right, so tell us about the Thank You Bar.
The Thank You Bar is a very intimate work. It's designed for an audience of 20 people. Like you said, it includes live music and storytelling and dance. It's the start of a trilogy of works, and it was made a few years ago. I'm from a very small town in Alaska, and I've lived in Minneapolis for a little over 20 years now. A couple years ago, when I started making the Thank You Bar, I was extremely homesick for my town, for my home, for my family, for my culture. And that started bringing up all these memories of music, memories of fish, memories of just the woods. And I made this work really based in that imagery.
So that explains the fish on the arms and
it
all
does,
these posters.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of stories in the Thank You Bar, and one of the stories is about a fish, a black fish that is from Alaska.
That's also the name of James's group as well, right?
Well, right, yeah. The live music component of the Thank You Bar was created by myself and Joel Picard, another great musician and composer who's based in Oregon, actually. He and I came together to work on this, on the Thank You Bar with Emily, and to make the music. And in the process of working on that, felt like we had discovered such a great rapport in terms of improvising with each other and coming up with new ideas that by the time the show was created and the music for that was created, Joel and I thought we should keep playing together as a duo and call ourselves Blackfish, because the way we approached our music was very similar to what happens with the Blackfish in the story that Emily tells in the Thank You Bar. So that's actually going to be part of the Thank You Bar run here at the theater at ACA. There's going to be a Blackfish concert that's a separate standalone event on Saturday night after the Thank You Bar run. And that's free with your Thank You Bar tickets.
So can you explain the installation that you have for the show?
Well, there's a sound installation element, and it's like kind of a surround sound experience. The audience actually sits on the stage with us, and the performance happens right there on the stage with people. And without giving too much away, the whole idea was really, as Emily was talking about, missing home, and specifically it was her grandma's home, which was, for her grandma's house, a roadside bar in a small town in Alaska called Clam Gulch, and where grandma lived in the back of this bar and owned this little roadside bar. The bar's name was the Kuyana Bar, and Kuyana in Yupik means thank you. So this whole story of the Thank You Bar is really could be called, you know, grandma's house. And this roadside bar had a jukebox full of classic country music that for Emily is the soundtrack to all these childhood memories. That's why we have Joel playing primarily pedal steel guitar live in the show. And we have this, there's a very sense of kind of an homage to country music. Okay. And classic country kind of wafting through the piece, but in a way that feels like memories. And so to do that, we really wanted to create a show where the light and the sound and the other elements and the dance and everything happens in a way that maybe memory might happen, or the way things are recalled, where your focus is kind of constantly shifting and moving, and things kind of ebb and flow and come in and out. People really comment on how dreamlike the whole experience is, and that was really what we were going for in trying to really capture that part of the memory.
So how much are tickets for this show?
Tickets are $5 for students and $15 for general public, for adults.
And seats are limited?
Seats are super limited. We're doing four shows, though, because of that, and that's typically how we've done this show, is just done more than one run. Sometimes we've done up to 35, 40, 50 people even per show, but here at ACA, the size of that stage, and we just, for the quality of the experience, we can't go over that number of people, because otherwise the experience starts to lose something, I think, for the individual people that are there. So, tickets have already been selling, and they will sell out fast. So I think the typical ACA approach of just show up and buy your ticket might be harder to do for these shows. So there's two shows Friday night, and then there's a show on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., and then another evening show on Saturday at 7, and then the Blackfish concert after that.
Okay. And the show premiered back in 2009, so how has it changed over the years?
I don't know if it's changed so much as we've grown together. We toured this work, oh my gosh, for 2 years, all over the country, from New York City to Alaska. And we were so lucky, because James said we often do tour sometimes even three shows a night to accommodate audiences. We performed this, I don't know, close to 80 times, which it was amazing to be able to do that. And I feel like this dance is really in my bones now, and I really enjoy that.
So from all those performances, what was it like to share this work together?
I love performing this work. I love performing it with James and Joel, just with our rapport on stage. And we really shift around a little bit too. I mean, they're the musicians and I'm the dancer. That's our kind of roles, but we shift that as well. And so we're really a team bringing this work forward and sharing it with the audience. I never feel like, I really feel like it's a shared experience with the audience. And really, because we're all so close together there on stage, I mean, the audience doesn't have to, it's not participatory necessarily. It's not sort of a show, but it is that we are sharing that space together. And I'm, as close as we are sitting here, here next to each other with these mics, like we're that close when we're performing. And so I feel like it's a shared experience. And, when I tell the stories, I really look at people and I think there's a real nice exchange there between the audience and us. Yeah.
Well, and the show is, the Thank You Bar is such a personal story, and it was, and Joel and I have had that when we toured in Alaska, we got to actually go to the Thank You Bar, which is still there on the highway, on the Sterling Highway in Clam Gulch, and anybody can go visit, and it was just, the more we toured it, and the more, the more we really could feel what Emily was feeling, and it's such a personal story about missing home, and about that being, you're displaced, you're away from home because of life takes you these places. She came here, she had a scholarship to the University of Minnesota and came down to go to the college. And, about 10 years after that, really started to realize how much she had lost, I guess, in some ways from missing home.
And I find that has been really a common experience. Like, I mean, I'm sharing this story, but I have found through sharing this work with audience members afterwards, people come up and they're like, oh, let me tell you about my home or like where I grew up. And that has been a really wonderful part of this too, hearing other people's stories.
Well, you guys have convinced me to get a ticket,
yeah,
I think. So we're speaking to Emily Johnson and James Everest of the Catalyst Dance. The Thank You Bar is at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais for four performances, Friday on the 24th, Saturday on the 25th. And more information and tickets are online at tix.com. Is there anything else you guys would like to add?
You can also go to the arrowheadcenterforthearts.org website where there's ticket links and a little bit more information. And then, of course, we have just catalystdance.com is a website where you can see some little videos and like more information and interviews and things like that if you're interested in more.
And you and Joel are going to be joining me for the scenic group this Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be on this Friday afternoon to talk about a little more about the Blackfish show, and that'll be just before we start the run this weekend. So.
All right. I can't wait. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.